During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
A chainsaw. Still. In its protective sheath. Never used. A burn cage incinerator. The kind you find on a farm for disposing of animal carcasses, you know. It's basically a crematorium. Boxed, unopened, sitting inside a Hollywood Hills rental. That incinerator burns at 1,600 degrees, hot enough to reduce a human body to ash in a matter of hours. And it was delivered to a home of a 20-year-old pop star whose alleged girlfriend's dismembered remains were found in the trunk of his Tesla. A lot of alleged in there. Private investigator Steve Fisher discovered both items while searching the property on behalf of the homeowner. His assessment is the kind of sentence that lands like a gut punch. Whatever happened here, this wasn't a finalized plan. She was not meant to be left in that Tesla. The plan got upended. That's the PI's quote. That makes this case so disturbing. Not just the horror of what allegedly happened to Celeste Rivas Hernandez, but the shadow of what almost happened or what someone was thinking of having to have happen. If we connect those dots in those specific ways, who knows? Maybe they just really wanted to have the hottest marshmallow roaster on the block, guys, right? And started tree trimming business. The disposal that never came, the tools that sat unused while a body decomposed in the summer heat for over a month, parked on a residential street in the Hollywood Hills until a tow yard worker smelled something wrong and said, guys, you're Sam. It appears someone had a plan, and then for reasons we don't yet know, that plan fell apart. Now a grand jury is putting the pieces together. And according to multiple sources who spoke to TMZ on December 29th, this is no longer an investigative panel just gathering evidence. This grand jury has full authority, allegedly, to indict. Prosecutor Beth Silverman reportedly believes David, legal name David Anthony Burke, was involved in Celeste's death. She's not circling the question anymore. She's building towards a murder charge, allegedly. Now, to be clear, David has not been arrested. He has not been charged with any crime. He remains legally presumed innocent. And I'm going to say now, everything in this story, alleged, all of that stuff. Let's go through what we know. Or what's alleged. Before we do that, do me a quick favor. Please hit subscribe wherever you're watching this or listening to this. Was Apple Podcasts. If you're there, please hit subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate that. YouTube, hit subscribe. And please, in the comment section, let us know what your thoughts are on this very story. And if you want tomorrow's videos today, check out our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. You'll get tomorrow's videos today, and you can chat directly with me on there. And, you know, kind of, I'd say almost help produce the show. So I get on there. I'd love to talk to people and get your guys' ideas on directions of where we're going with this, what your guys' are thinking, what stories you exclusive ways to for us to communicate there on our Substacks. If you want to interact there, yeah, please do join us, hiddenkillers.substack.com. Okay, so again, to be clear, David has not been arrested. I am not here to tell you David killed Celeste Rivas. I don't know that, neither do you. What I can tell you is what prosecutors are presenting to a grand jury, or what we're hearing they may be presenting to a grand jury, what investigators have found, and why this case isn't going away. More witnesses are expected to testify through February. This won't move fast. Grand jury proceedings rarely do, especially when prosecutors are threading together circumstantial cases. But the shift matters. A month ago, reports suggested this was purely fact-finding, subpoenas to force uncooperative witnesses to talk. No indictment on the table. That apparently has changed. The question may no longer be whether charges are coming, but when and how severe. Here's where we get into the people around the artist, formerly known as the machinery. The handlers whose job it is to keep the train moving no matter what's on the tracks. Robert Morgenroth. I always say this name wrong. Morgenroth. We're going with Morgenroth. I think that's how you say it. Is David's day-to-day manager. He's also the general manager of Mogul Vision, the singer's record label, and president of Zara Brothers Travel, the touring company. It's kind of a jack of all trades. When the grand jury convened earlier this month, he was on the stand for days. And when he walked out into the courthouse hallway, a TMZ reporter was there. He was there and was talking to his attorney, Evan Janess, recounting what happened inside. And he said Beth Silverman was very pushy. I don't know if he said it quite like that, but that was the quote is, about why he didn't call the police. His answer, according to what the reporter overheard, I said, I feel like I didn't have the responsibility to do that and just wanted to continue with the tour. Kind of a weird response, if that's what it was, if that's what his response was to finding out that there's a body in the trunk of your artist's car. That's not my job. You know, at that point, you may have thought maybe somebody already did. But I guess you'd have to kind of get the context of the call. I don't know the answer to that. Unless somebody's like, dude, there's a body in the trunk of this car. I don't know what to do. If that's the situation, you probably are aware no one has made that call. But if you're like, hey, we just want you to know this is going on, you may already be thinking, well, someone else surely called the police. I'm just throwing that out there. Because there's two sides to every story, and it's really easy to jump on one and go, what's wrong with you? And it may be a what's wrong with you moment, but, you know, context is everything. So, let's just let this sink for a second. A teenage girl's decomposing body is discovered in a vehicle registered to his client, and this man's response, by his own account, was that calling the police wasn't his job. His job was keeping the tour going. True, it is. Protect the schedule, roll the bus. Hopefully you are, the thought process was that somebody else already did that. We don't know what he was thinking though. This is what the infrastructure around this celebrity looks like when something goes wrong. The instinct isn't truth, it isn't accountability. It's containment in most cases, it's optics, it's making sure the next show happens on time while a dead child sits in an impound lot waiting to be identified. David's withered world tour was still rolling when Celeste's body was found on September 8th. He didn't cancel the remaining dates until September 19th, 11 days later, after his name was publicly connected to the case and the pressure became kind of impossible to outrun from. Let's talk about what Steve Fisher has pieced together on the timeline, because this is where the case starts to crystallize. Fisher, the private investigator, was hired by the owner of the Hollywood Hills property where David had been living. The homeowner wanted to understand what the hell happened under his roof. So Fisher has been documenting everything, and unlike law enforcement, he's been willing to share what he's found. According to Fisher, the last confirmed date on which Celeste Rivas Hernandez was seen alive was January 2nd of 2025. Using surveillance footage and digital records, he tracked the movement of David's Tesla around the neighborhood starting in May. The car was parked in a few different spots over the following weeks. Then, on July 29th, it was left in its final location on Bluebird Avenue. Then comes July 29th. That's the same day, or immediately before, David reportedly boarded a tour bus to kick off his concert dates. The Tesla sat there for over a month. Neighbors reportedly saw it moved a few times over the summer, but kept it returning to the same area. Then on August 27th, authorities marked the position of the tires. On September 3rd, a parking citation was finally issued for violating the 72-hour rule. 2 days later, it was towed to a Hollywood impound lot. On September 8th, the day after what would have been Celeste's 15th birthday, workers at that lot reported a foul odor. Officers arrived. They found her remains in the trunk, wrapped in a plastic bag. She'd been dead, according to investigators, for several weeks, possibly since spring. So here's the picture, as investigators appear to see it. A teenage girl missing since 24, allegedly in a relationship with a rising pop star 6 years her senior, ends up dead and dismembered in a car registered him. The car sits in the neighborhood for months and while he goes on tour. And when the body is finally discovered, the people closest to him scramble not to cooperate, but to keep things moving. The grand jury isn't hearing from Morgroth. There are other witnesses. They aren't just hearing from him, I should say. There's other witnesses as well. And at least one of them isn't willing to talk either. In December, the proceedings hit a wall. A female witness, who we still don't know who she is, failed to show up for her scheduled testimony. Prosecutor Silverman walked out of the courtroom visibly frustrated and approached Evan Janess in the hallway. Janess notably is the same attorney representing Morgroth. Silverman told Janess she was requesting a body attachment. That's a legal order that would allow authorities to arrest the witness and physically bring her before the grand jury to testify. The woman has been subpoenaed. She didn't appear, and now Silverman was done asking nicely. We don't know who this witness is, but the fact that she shares legal counsel with Morgroth suggests she's in David's orbit. Someone close enough to the matter, close enough that prosecutors believe her testimony is worth compelling her by force. Meanwhile, David has been making moves that suggest he's bracing for impact. And let me say this. Whether he has anything to do with this or not, there's nothing wrong with bracing for impact. Especially if you know it's coming at you, but you know you can fight it because you are innocent. Brace. Anyone would do it. I'm not faulting him for these moves. Unless, of course, he has something to do with this, then it's really shitty. But if you're innocent, you'd probably be making these same moves as well. Within days of the September 17th police raid on his Hollywood rental, he transferred ownership of two Houston-area homes to his mother. The deeds were moved on September 18th and the 22nd, according to legal documents that were obtained by TMZ. Both properties had been held under something called a Thorn Rose Trust, a name connected to his 2023 EP, Petals to Thorns. Timing is hard to ignore. One day after police execute a search warrant, he starts shifting assets out of his name. He also broke his lease on that Hollywood house. You know, the one where they found the mini crematorium? reportedly a $20,000 a month rental, and moved out by the end of September. Movers were seen hauling boxes. The homeowner confirmed the early termination through his attorney. Reports indicate that David has rented a high-profile criminal defense counsel, though specifics have yet to be completely confirmed. You don't lawyer up at that level because you're expecting this to go away quietly. You do it because you're preparing for war. David hasn't spoken publicly since the case broke. His social media has gone dark. His tour is canceled. His deluxe album rollout for Withered was put on hold indefinitely. The young artist who built his career on TikTok virally and streaming numbers. Yeah. He's vanished from public view. Well, a prosecutor now works to put him in front of a jury. Here's what we still don't know, and it matters. The cause of death remains listed as deferred. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner completed an autopsy but is waiting on toxicology results before issuing a final determination. Until that report comes back, this isn't officially classified as a homicide. It's a death investigation. Harvey Levin, the TMZ founder and longtime legal analyst, made this point on his podcast. Toxicology could change everything. If Celeste died from a drug overdose accidentally, then the question becomes what happened afterwards. Dismembering a body and hiding it is a crime. It's mutilation of a corpse and it's serious, but it's not murder. It's not manslaughter. It's a fundamentally different charge with fundamentally different consequences. And he's right. Prosecutors, though, aren't waiting for that answer. They're moving forward with witness testimony, physical evidence, and a timeline that paints an ugly picture. A chainsaw, a burn cage, the asset transfers, the manager who prioritized tour logistics over calling the police. One could say it all fits in this bucket. One could say it fits them over here. One can say it's a little bit of everything. Based on their actions, they don't appear to be treating this like an accident with bad decisions attached. But that's the optics as of now. They appear to be treating it like a killing with a cover-up that failed. But again, it's important. It's important to keep an open mind on any case. Just because the prosecutor is going to say or take us down this path doesn't mean that's always the most accurate path to travel. So keep an open mind. At the center of all this is a girl who never should have been in that world in the first place. That's one of the biggest tragedies of all of this. Again, a system that doesn't work. Celeste Rivas Hernandez was 13 years old when she was first reported missing from Lake Elsinore in April of 24. She was found, returned home, and disappeared again. Her family said she was on her way to see a movie with someone named David. We don't know if it's that one, but that's all the family knew. Friends of David reportedly told TMZ they believe Celeste was 19, a USC student. That's how she was introduced to them anyways, they claim. That's what's made it acceptable for her to be around. The concerts, the events, and the inner circle. She wasn't a child, they thought. She was an adult, just a girlfriend. She'd have turned 15 on September 7th of 25. Her body was discovered the next day. She never made it to that birthday. She had a matching tattoo with them, according to reports. A finger pressed to the lips. Shh. Silence held for a long time. It held through her disappearance, through months of her body allegedly sitting in that Tesla, cooking. Through the early days of the investigation, when David was still reportedly cooperating and his team was still managing the narrative, but the silence is breaking now, not because anyone in that circle came forward voluntarily, not because someone's conscience finally cracked. It's breaking because the tow yard worker smelled decay, because a prosecutor won't stop asking questions, because a grand jury is no longer just gathering facts. They are preparing to act. An indictment isn't here yet. The timeline stretches into February, maybe longer. But the trajectory looks kind of clear. David built his career on a song called Romantic Homicide, a moody, melancholy track about love and loss that blew up on TikTok and turned a teenager making Fortnite montage music into signed artists with millions of streams. Now he's facing the possibility of being charged in a real one. And somewhere in that Hollywood Hills house, a chainsaw and a burn cage reportedly sit as evidence of whatever was supposed to happen next, but didn't. The plan got upended, according to the PI. The girl stayed in the trunk. Now the whole thing is unraveling in a Los Angeles courtroom, one witness at a time. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on our Substack channel, hiddenkillers.substack.com, or on YouTube. If you're watching us there, I'd love to get your thoughts. We do read our comments everywhere, and wherever it is you're listening or watching us, please do press subscribe so you don't miss any of our reporting on this and the many cases that we're following for you right here. We do greatly appreciate that. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Very much appreciate that as well. Helps signal to other folks that you're appreciating our reporting, and then others find us. So thank you again in advance for doing that. Looking forward to getting your thoughts. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.